Nolte, Bulwark, Matt Iglesias Embrace Graham Nazi Tattoo Platner. By John Nolte on March 5, 2026. Our moral betters, our moral superiors. Those who sneer at us for our support of someone as uncouth as Donald Trump. Those who have lectured us for a decade about how they are the virtuous, tolerant, and empathetic ones. These very same people are suddenly okay with supporting and defending a guy who sported a Nazi tattoo for 18 years. A Nazi tattoo, y'all. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Graham Platner, the current frontrunner in the Maine primary, proudly ran around with an SS death head tattoo. For 18 years. For those who don't know, the SS, Schutzstaffel, was the Nazi unit primarily responsible for the murder of 6 million Jews. Platner claims he didn't know what the tattoo signified. Graham Platner is lying. Graham Platner also retweeted a Holocaust denier. Graham Platner also sat down with an anti-Semitic podcaster. A guy who's so bad he believes the Jews killed John F. Kennedy. Through and through, Platner is bad news. But suddenly, the very same people who have spent years attacking President Trump and his supporters as Nazis, racists, and bigots, are willing to embrace the Nazi tattoo guy because they believe the Nazi tattoo guy has the best chance to defeat incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins in Maine. Here's Iglesias telling Democrats not to get too uptight about a Nazi tattoo. And now, straight from the Never Trump, oh so moral pearl graspers over at the Bulwark, we get the same rationale. This is really something. It is absolutely critical for Democrats to figure out how in the fuck to win working class white people, if they ever want to have any power or control again, argues the Bulwark's Tim Miller. Is Graham Platner the magic potion to that? We don't know. But it's worth a try. Wait, it gets so much better. Yeah, the tattoo seems really dumb, okay? Miller says dismissively. The latest one, like he went on a podcast with someone who advanced a Charlie Kirk conspiracy. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we wanted the candidates to go on podcasts like this now. We're going to be mad about him going on a podcast because the guy had a crazy theory? An SS tattoo is simply dumb. Note how Miller doesn't reveal that the podcaster's conspiracy theory about Charlie Kirk is that the Joists murdered him. And don't forget, the Joists also assassinated Kennedy. The evidence that Graham Platner is a bad guy, a seething bigot, is undeniable, but our moral betters are so cravenly desperate to win, to defeat Trump and MAGA, that they downplay Platner's open displays of bigotry that pale compared to anything they have ever accused Team Trump of. Forget about the hypocrisy. Donald Trump's potential Secretary of Defense hasn't been straightforward about the violent symbolism of his ink, warned the Bulwark about Pete Hegseth in November of 2024. Hegseth's right arm is covered from top to bottom, and most of the images draw from Revolution-era propaganda primarily associated nowadays with the patriot rhetoric of militia movements and QAnon. As glaring as the hypocrisy is, that's not the issue. Rather, the issue is just how craven and vile the other side is that they wrist flick a freaking Nazi tattoo. They have always been the true fascists, the violent ones, the haters, the Jew-hating bigots.